This is Stateside. I'm Bryce Huffman in for April Bear. Exactly 1 year ago today, Stateside spoke with PJ Ryder, owner of PJ's Logger House in Detroit's Corktown neighborhood. The pandemic was just in its infancy, and the unknown seemed infinite. The good news is PJ's Logger House is still open and renewing its St. Patrick's Day celebrations today. PJ Ryder joins us now. PJ, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too. First off, does it feel like a real St. Patrick's Day this year?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in that it's actually occurring. No, in that normally we would have opened up at 9 o'clock and had 50 people in here already. As it is, we have a little crowd. We have 10, 15, 20 people in here right now. And that's a good feeling. And seeing familiar faces that I haven't seen in over a year, for the most part, makes me feel like it really is St. Patrick's Day, because it's been a weird year for everybody, and not seeing people is probably the weirdest part of the whole thing. So I've already had a number of people come in that I've known for many, many years that I haven't seen in over a year, and it's great to see them. So yes, it feels like St. Patrick because people are celebrating a little bit. No, it doesn't seem like St. Patrick's because normally we'd be overwhelmed by this point in time during the day. But I'll take what I can get, and it's a beautiful day out there. And we've had plenty of St. Patrick's where it's been sleeting and snowing and all kinds of junk. So I'll take the weather. I'll take the amount of people that come out. And it's great to see our friends and fans that we haven't seen in a year.
Aside from opening later, what are some changes at the Logger House as compared to pre-pandemic St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, there's the 50% capacity limit. We've even taken it lower than that because 50% capacity for us is 75 people, but we can't socially distance with that many people. So our limit in the bar and the patio that today is 50 people. So that's the biggest single difference. The fact that all my staff and myself are wearing masks and everybody who comes in is wearing a mask, that's a bit different. But in all honesty, it's been a very rough year. We were trying to, be open during the summer and just were not making ends meet. And when we got shut down in November, I really did think that might be it. But first of all, the GoFundMe, and thank you to everybody who put something into the GoFundMe. That kept us alive until we could get some more grants and things together. And right now, we're looking cautiously optimistic to the future. Financially, because of grants and loans from all kinds of different organizations, we're in a pretty solid financial position, but we have to get our business up and going again because those grants and loans and things like that are not going to continue forever. We've got to get the business going. People have to come out, and to do that, people are going to have to get vaccinated and all that kind of thing. So like I said, I'm very cautiously optimistic, but I feel much more like a light at the end of the tunnel, whereas last year on St. Patrick's Day, it was pure chaos. We really didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know where we would be in 2 weeks. And in all honesty, we never expected this thing to go for a whole year, and we didn't expect to have 500,000 people to die. And that's just a bit of a shock even today. But we've kind of waded our way through it like so many other places have done everything they can to stay open and keep going. And in the end, here it is, St. Patrick's. We're open. We're serving food. We're serving drinks. It's a little different because the big thing that's missing from PJ's, which everybody identifies this place with, is music. We can't do the band thing, at least not for a while. And that's still something to come. We'll see how that goes in the next few months.
Are you expecting a good turnout for the rest of the day?
I think we'll have an okay turnout. I'm expecting that, yes, we will see quite a few people as the day goes on. I don't think I'm going to expect any rush where I'm going to have to say, nope, nobody can come in. But if we could hit our capacity once or twice during the day, I'd be happy with that. And I'm expecting to see people. I mean, like I said, I opened up at 11 o'clock and we've got a dozen people in here right now. And that's a good start. And as a day and people get off work and decide they want to go out a little bit and taking a chance on, you know, going out again. And a lot of people, I've already had two or three people tell me, this is the first place I've gone to in a year. And so I think that people want to get out. They want to do things. They want to be part of the St. Patrick's thing and just be part of the city life in general. But we've got to get the COVID under control before I think most people are going to feel comfortable going out and mixing with other people that they don't know. So, but yes, I'm expecting a good day. I'm not expecting a great day. I'm not expecting a day where we're just so exhausted at the end of the day, we're just wiped out. We work so hard that we just are wasted. But I am expecting to see regular people all the way today from now until 11 o'clock tonight when we close. I think we will see regular turnout and looking forward to it.
PJ Ryder, owner of PJ's Logger House in Detroit's Corktown neighborhood. Thank you so much for being with me, PJ.
Hey, really thank you for calling us. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And even if you don't make it out today, make it out in the upcoming weeks and months. And we're really glad to see you. All of our customers, all of our fans, all of our friends. And thank you for having us on the radio again. And good luck to you. And may you be healthy and well also. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you so much. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.